From the Shivcha Kananis, but the Maisa Shivcha has a loch like an Isha, and she has Tumas later. So Shamotik Rashi says it means Gavra Alama, the Yisrael Heavy. It was a Jew, a strong person. That he wants to have a Shivcha Kananis, but she was Mehifoy Mizgayer. Therefore, when she gives birth, she has Tumas later. What happened was, Berimon in the city Rimon, Shetila Neifelabor. Her Shivcha once had a Neifel, had a miscarriage. And what used to do then is used to throw it into a bar. So right away, without asking anybody, she threw the miscarriage, the baby, the Nefil, into a bar. Now we have a doubt, what Nefil was it? Was it a Zohar? Was it a Nekeva? Negate, how much Tumah? How long is she Tumah, the Shivcha? Is she Tumah for 1 week, for 2 weeks? So what happened was, the Bo Kohen, a Kohen came, and so he says it was a Kohen Shreit, he shouldn't have done this, but a Kohen came, hates it, and he looked over, he put his head over the boar to look inside to try and see what that nafel was. Later to know him, Zohar Nekeva, to know if that baby was a Zohar, because he's only tummy for 6-7 days, or was it in the cave that she's tummy for 7 days? That was the case. Now, Mustama, when he looked there, he didn't see anything, he couldn't find. So the question is, if the nafel was there, it has Tumas Nes, the coin that looked over would become tummy. If the nafel is not there, the kohen himself is tor. So what's the halacha of this kohen? Now, ubo ma'is of nechachomim, this action came in front of the chachomim, v'tiyarua, and they said that the kohen is tor. The kohen is not tor, even though he looked over the boar, he put his body on top of the boar, and he looked there, so true, he couldn't see anything, but the chur, there's a doubt there that she first threw it there. So why they say she's tor? V'vnei shechuldo bardos mitzuyim shom. There are chuldo, there are weasels there. And by the way, there are animals there that could eat up this nafel. So since they're Mitsuya, they're found in this boar, so therefore we have a right to say they must probably, they ate up or took away, dragged away the nafel. Therefore, when the kohen looked over, the nafel was not there. That's why they said the kohen is tor. Now the question is why? For hocho devadi etilu. Over was for sure that the shivcha threw her nafel into the boar. So for sure he was once there. Nafel. Now, Safigaru, Safigaru. It's only a doubt for us whether the barnless, whether the weasel dragged away this nafel or not. True, with the coin, and still we say, Kosi Safig, Umaisimide Vadai. The Chama Paskan, that this coin is still Tahor. The question is, why is he Tahor? He looked over the bar. What?
Nothing there.
When he looked, what he has to say is, he can't say for sure it wasn't there. He didn't notice it. But it's not for sure that it wasn't there, you're right. If for sure it's not there, you're right. One thing, so he just says, Avadi checked out this boar before he looked in.
Yeah.
Because it was Rogel to throw in the phone there. Oh. Let's be afraid it wasn't the phone. He looked before. And now he looked again. But you have to say is he looked. And he couldn't see for sure. He wasn't for sure what he said. If he says for sure I saw nothing there, then he's okay. Here the case was he wasn't sure what he saw. He himself had a doubt. That's why that he had to come, what's the locha? So he said, listen, you only have a suffix whether it's there or not. And most probably the barbless and the chuldas were there. They must probably dragged it away. Therefore, the chum said you tore. So the question is only a suffix. It's only a suffix whether they dragged it away. It's possible it was still there. And at the beginning, we know for sure the shivcha threw it there. So it's a vaday tumah and a suffix tore. So why do we say it's tore? True, it's rugged. Most probably it happens. But you're telling me ain't suffix moitzim medevaday even where the suffix is rugged happens often. Gemara says like this. Ella, the case must have been like this. Ella, must have like this. Must have loitem. Must have loitem. Do not say loitema. Hetilu nafel a bor. Do not say that she threw a nafel a vlad in the bor. Ella, hetilu kemin nafel a bor. She threw something that was. She had a miscarriage there, but she wasn't sure what it was. Maybe it was only ruach. It has no tumas altogether.
So Rashi says fix
faith. Right. Rashi says. Kimin Nafel, or Sveik Sveiki, Sher Moller Nafeloi, maybe it wasn't the baby. Ella Shafir, just a placenta, Moller Ruach, full of air, that has no Tumas Mace on it. Therefore, it's a suffix exactly what type of miscarriage she had. Maybe it was only the placenta, full of air, that it's Torah Bechlau. So therefore, it's a Sveik Sveiki, that's why we say he's Torah. Fred Gemara, no, for her lady, it says the Kohen looked to see in Zochrim the Kevahu. Mashma, that was the only doubt. There was no other doubt. Maybe Mashma was for sure a baby. It's only a suffix whether it was a Zohar or a Keva. Tamar says, no, Hochikoma. This is what the Kohen did. Lady went to look over to see Im Ruach HaPila and Nefla Tila. there was a doubt, maybe it was only the placenta that she had the miscarriage with. So he went to check that out. And also, Vimtim Slayman Nathan, if you want to tell me it was a baby, Hitilo, and then he went to look also, Laidim Zochram the Keva. Therefore, at the beginning, it was never 100% that there was a Tumas Mace here. Nice. Maybe it was only a Ruach that has no Tumas Mace. But since it was only a Suffolk to start with, therefore now, a good Suffolk to say that maybe the Bardless and the Chuldah dragged it away, we would say, and therefore the Chum said, he's torn. Be boysim, another terrorist could be, Kivon Shechuldah Bardless Mitzuyim Sham, since we know for sure that this chuldah, these weasels and bardless are mitsuyim, they're found around these burris, vadai garu, that's not considered like a suffix, that goes into the category already of a vadai. Like it's for sure that they would drag it away. So again, you have no kasha on the cloud of the suffix might say mide vadai.
What amounts it is considered as a tumis hamet
panik? Yeah. Nothing more, it's another question. So like this, Israel, the question like this, it says, Motza Tavnis Yad. It says in our Mishnah, you find the form of a hand. Tavnis Regal, the form of a foot. Sareyelo Asurum. It says in the Mishnah, these things are also. It's the loss of Bano. We have to be afraid that the Goyim worship these things, and it's the loss of Bano. It says clearly, Mifnei Shekiyotzebem Nevad. Because another type of things like this, we know the Goyim worship just the form of a foot, just the form of a regal, of a yad. The question still is, according to Rosh Lakish Shammai, why do we say it's Hosa Banom, Hoshvorim Ninu, Lamaisa Tavim Nirud, it's a broken foot, it's a broken piece. That is a piece that came off a statue, it's only the foot of the statue. So it's a broken piece of the statue. So why does the Mishnah say it's Hosa Banom? It should be like according to Rosh Lakish, and Avodah Zorah, Shinishtabra Meler, it broke by itself. So why does it say here, it's Mutta Banom, it's Hosa Banom? Square for Tirgum or Shmuel, Shmuel already answered before that Biyomdim al Besisim. We're talking about over here, special case, talking about over here that this form is not a broken piece. It's not a broken piece off from a big statue. It was made this way at the beginning. It was made with a base. They made just a form of a foot, just a form of a regal, of a yad with a base on it. That's the whole form they made, and the Goyim used to worship it this way. If you find it now, it's the Lasa Bano. We do not say there's no bittle here at all, therefore it's also banor. So again, there's no kashrus lakish. Eisra, the question like this. It says, Alocha, Oved keichovim, mevatel avoides keichovim shaloi, v'shochav eroi. That a goy has the power to be mevatel his own avoides zora, and even the avoides zora that belongs to his friend. Rashi says, the chiddush here, even though one worships one type, one worships another type, still, the goy has the right to be mevatel. And this is a Gemara later. We'll see how do we learn out that a goy could be mevatel the avodah zarah. But it says the Yisrael, but if a Jew goes to do this, ain't a mevatel avodah kechovim shelo bekechovim. Cannot be mevatel an avodah zarah that belongs to a goy. Meaning, even though the Jew breaks down the avodah zarah, still it's also bano. So the question is, am I why? Tehevek avodah kechovim shenishtabra mealeho. True, maybe a Jew has no power to be mevatel it, but it shouldn't be worse than if it broke by itself. According to Rosh Lakish, telling me a svara, that any time the avodah zarah breaks, the goyim themselves are like the mevatel. They say if he can't take care of himself, he can't take care of us. So the goy himself is mevatel the avodah zarah. So why does it say here, if a Jew breaks it, it's still asa bano, it should be a kasha and Rosh Lakish. True, the Jew has no power, but it's not worse than if it's broken by itself. It doesn't mean here that the Jew really broke it in pieces. Maybe Yoni gave it a bang. He banged it. And he made an indention on it. That's all. But the pieces are still there. Therefore, it's not called an Avodah Zarah Shenishtabra Mi'aleho. If the Jew had broken it, break it into pieces, then according to Rosh Lakish, it should be Mutar Bano. Here we're talking about the Jew just gave it a bang, just made an indention there. So what? Even though it was pochsa, that also should mean something. If he made a dent in the avodah zarah, that should also mean something. For Yotznan, we learned pochsa. Let's say a guy came and hit his avodah zarah. He made a dent in the avodah zarah. It says clearly, afapi shaloi chosra. Even though he didn't break anything, nothing is missing. Everything is there. Botla still is called bottle. So what's the difference if a Jew does it? It should be the same way also then. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, Hanimila, when do we say if a guy hits it and makes a dent that it's botel Hanimila, the poxa or the gechoven? Only if the guy himself hits it and makes a dent there. Then we say the fact that he hit it, that shows us that he is right now being mevatel the avodah zarah. Avo pichsa Yisrael, but if a Jew came along and gave it a punch and made a dent there, loy botla, there we say Marisha, the Jew himself has no power to be mevatel the avodah zarah. He has to come on the fact that the guy himself now that sees it has a dent, he'll leave it alone. That we don't say. Even according to Rosh Lakish, it's only if the avodah zarah is found to be broken into pieces, then we say the goyim will leave it alone. If he can't take care of himself, he can't take care of us. But just to have a dent there, that's not enough of svara. Maybe the goyim feel, Rashi says, the avodah zarah wants a dent. He did it to himself. Maybe he wants to have this dent. So if only if we see the goy himself giving the dent to the avodah zarah, that means he's being mevatlet. But if it happens by itself, there's no bittul. So it would be a question on Rosh Lakish from here.
What
does it mean? So far there's no kasha. Now, Rav also says this, Liyolam Rila could be, Ki Posli Yisrael, Nami Botla. Could be, no, maybe according to Rosh Lakish, if a Jew gave it a punch in the nose, and then bent in his nose, could be a Rila Sabitl. And when the Goyim see it now, Rila them of Atlet. But the reason why it says here, it's the Lasa Banor, El Xeru, there's Xeru over here, that Dilma Magvalo, we're afraid maybe the Jew picked up this avodah zarah first, for hodim avatalei, and then he gave it a punch in the nose. So it comes out that if the Jew picked it up first, vevei avodas kachovim biyad Yisrael. It's as if the Jew owns it, and then the klal is v'chol avodas kachovim biyad Yisrael. Once the Jew owns the avodah zarah, ain't a b'tena li'elam. He could take it and break it, do whatever he wants to it. That's halacha later on. We'll see. It does not become bottled. So really, when a Jew breaks the avodah zarah, really it should be mutabano, according to Rosh Lakish. The reason why it says here at Sosagos, it's Xera, maybe you'll pick it up first. So Rashi says like this. Rashi says, Elo Rabbonin Gozer, the whole bitl Yisrael lav bitl. Anytime a Jew does anything to make a bitl, it's no good. Even though it still belongs to the goy, because it's Xera, Dilma Magvalo Vakoni Lo Bagbo. Maybe the Jew will pick it up first. And Rashi says, the whole devar hefka could go in mitzia niknas bagbo. So what does Rashi mean to say here? Rashi says the kinyan agbo is usually a kinyan of hefka. I mean, a mitzia, you find something in the street, or something the owner's miyayish already, and there's no owner, then you can pick it up and you can carry the bagbo. So Chura, why does that help us over here? Here we're talking about the avodah zarah belongs to a guy. So there is an owner. So what's it going to do with the agbo over here? So it's a machlokes, the Magen Avraham, and Kvega brings down the Magen Avraham here. That he's like, I'm not sure, he doesn't say clear what Rashi means. But he brings down, though, that there are shittas that learn, even though the avodah zarah still belongs to the guy. But if a Jew would pick it up, he's like making a kinyan geneva now. And since he has a kinyan achrayas on it, that makes it enough to belong to a Jew that ain't lebitla lamis. It doesn't mean, like Rashi is saying, it has to be first hefka, and the Jew now owns it 100%. Even if it still belongs to the guy, the Gemara's mashma, even though it's the guy's avodah zarah. But if a Jew would pick it up first, meaning I'm not legal to steal it, so I'll have kinyan geneva on it. A kinyan geneva, since you have a chiyav achrayas on it, that's enough to make it shaloi. It'll be a din l'chumra that once a Jew has a kinyan geneva on an avodah zarah, ain't like b'tein olamis. He can break a tzeit till tomorrow, and there's no din vittel.
It's just after that a Jew
be right. Yeah. Hey, so the question like this. It says, Akum Shehevi Avonim in the Makulis. Let's say the Goyim brought some stones from their Avodah Zarah Makulis. The Avodah Zarah there was used to worship it by throwing stones on a pile of stones. So those stones were in Avodah Zarah. So let's say Goyim now brought stones from that Makulis. Fechifu Ben Drochim, and they made roads for Tatiya, so they made theaters with them. It says, Lachar is Mutaris, it's Mutabano. Why? Because it's a bittul. Now that the Goyim are putting it down to make a floor with it, we see that the mevatel the avodah zarah, so it's mutabano. But for Yisrael Shevi Avonim Shemakulis, if a Jew brought these stones, the Chiva ben Drachim and Athias, he made roads or theaters with them, Asuras. Then it's the loss of Banos. So the question is, am I why? Tevik Avos Chavim Shenishtabra Mileo. Even though the Jew himself cannot be mevatel, but according to Rosh Lakish, now that the stones are no more by the Makulis, it's on a road, The Chura should be bitul me'aleho.
Yeah.
So we're into the game, no, you're true. But hachinami kidarov, it's exera. That maybe the Jew picked it up first, so the Jew owns it. Now that he made a kidney, now by the Zohar, Shel Yisroel, therefore be also bahano, that there's no bitul. It's exera. Let's say a guy has a statue in Avodah Zarah, and Sheshifa, he scrapes off a piece from the Avodah Zarah. See if he does it, Litzarkoi, he, Vishafel Mutorm, if he does it for his own use, means he wants a piece of a statue now. He needs it for himself. So that's called the bittul for the Avodah Zarah, and therefore both the piece and the Avodah Zarah becomes Mutabano. What about Litzarkoi? Let's say he does it to make the statue look nicer. It has the nose is too long. He doesn't like the way it looks now. So he wants to shorten the nose to make it look nice. So he's chiseling off a piece of the nose to make it look nice. Then we say, he asura. The Avodah Zarah is still asabano. There's no bitl over here. But vishifur mutarim. But the piece that came off, now he's not going to use it anymore. That's a bitl on this piece that was too long on the nose. That becomes mutabano. But the Yisrael sheshifa was chovin. But if a Jew that chiseled off a piece from the Avodah Zarah, Ben Litzarkoi, Ben Litzarkoi, whether for his own sake or for its sake, he b'shefer asur, it says both are also. So you got a question on my why. Again, Tevik, Avodah Zarah, Nishtabrim Aleho, let it be according to my Shlokish, that's not worse than a broke by itself and it's Mutah. The Rosso should be Mutah. Again, the answer is Agonami Kedarava. Any time a Jew makes a bittul, there's always a Zera, maybe the Jew will pick up the Avodah Zarah first, will become an Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, and then the din is Ein Lo B'Teilo Olamus. Eis B'Nada Kash, it says, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Soichek V'Zero L'Ruach. So if you have a metal, a piece of an Avodah Zarah, you have a metal Avodah Zarah, so what you have to do with it, you'll have to grind it down, and throw it into the wind, or throw it L'Mato L'Yam. That's the way you evatli, that's the way you get rid of it, not to have Hanor from it. Omrullah, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yossi though, Afi nasa zevel, it's no good. If you throw it into the air, it's going to come down and fertilize the ground. Well, see, the Pasuk says, Layadik biyot chumum menachem, you could have no enjoyment at all from Avodah Zarah. So therefore, you should not do this. It's only throw it into the yam, or else bury it. So the question is, Amai, why? What are you afraid about? Tevik avos chachovim, shenishtabim yaleo. I don't care. You grinded it up already. It's in pieces. Even though a Jew did it, but it's not worse than it broke by itself. So why is it still also bano? Again, hachinami, kidarava. Talking about where a Jew grinded it up. So since a Jew did it, we're afraid maybe first he picked it up and it became his, and then the lachur is, ain't le potato lovers. Eisra, the kash like this. Eisra, Rabbi Yosef ben Yisien. Eisra, Rabbi Yosef ben Yisien, he says, Motsa tsura's darkness. Somebody finds a form of a dragon. For Rosh Chotach, and the head of the dragon is cut off. So we have a das now, I think, Chotach, Chotach, that it goy, cut it off. And then it'll be mutter bano, then it's a bittul. Sofa Yisrael chotcho. This says mutter, you're allowed to have enjoyment, it's mutter bano. Why? It's mutter bano. What's going to be vada Yisrael chotcho? If you know for sure a Jew came and cut off the head, then also. Then it's also bano. The question is again, am I? Why? Why is it also bano if a Jew did it? Tevik, Avos Kachovich, and Estabri Melel. According to Shlokish, again, it's not worse that it was broken by itself. So again, Achinami, again, the same answer is, Kidarovo. Anytime a Jew does anything, we're always afraid the Jew will break it first, the Jew will pick it up first and be kind of, therefore it's still also Bahano. Right, that's another kash. It says, "Eitzvei Reb Yosi Yomer Af Lo Yirokas B'Moisek Shom." Here's a Gemara later that under an Asherah, if you have a tree in Asherah, that the goyim worship the tree, so the tree is also bano. So it says you're not allowed to plant vegetables underneath this tree. So Yosi says, "Af Lo Yirokas B'Moisek Shom." You should not plant vegetables there in the rainy season. Why? Mifnei Neviyah Nasherach Aleihem. Because the leaves of the tree fall down and they help the vegetable. There's some enjoyment from the leaves. Rosh of Neviyah, hey, the Olam Anoshim, and he learned B'Maisek Shamim. So, and you're having enjoyment from these leaves. So the question is, am I? When the leaves fall off the tree, it's like a broken Avodah Zarah. So, the leaves should be Mutabano. And here it's not a Jew that does it, it happens by itself. So according to where Shloka, she has a clear kasha. Here it says, even though it's a Goyish tree, and it falls off by itself, it's the loss of Anor. Why? It's according to you, where Shloka, it's a broken Avodah Zarah. So more says, here it's different. Shana Yosom, the Ikir Avodah Kechovim Kayemet. That the tree itself is still here. The main part is still here. So since the Avodah Zarah is still, they're still using it, therefore even what falls off is also still awesome Anor.